Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. Thanks very much.
That's good.
Okay, I've got the figures here and the numbers on the Spirit of Tasmania up about 9% in the last financial year. That's great stuff.
It is. We're talking about 420,000 almost passengers coming across that strait. And that's really exciting for us because the people who come by sea tend to stay longer. They tend to travel more within the state. They tend to get to the far corners of the state. So they get out to Woolnorths and Stanley and again up to the far northeast and these sorts of spots. And so they're critically important to our industry. So the more passengers we see travelling on the Spirits, the larger our smiles become.
Forward bookings are up about 14% as well on the Spirit.
I think that's the exciting thing. I think that's the feedback we're getting from the Spirit is that their advanced bookings are really positive. And we're talking now to groups of people who are saying, yes, they're looking ahead 12, 18 months and they're booking the Spirit. Even things like the Masters Games in October next year, they're looking at ways to how they're going to get people across on the Spirit. So, I think we're also going to see more daylight crossings, which is really important. Again, we get some feedback occasionally that daylight crossings are sort of ho-hum. But again, the upgrades on the ships have made even those trips far more enjoyable, I think, for families of all types. So I think the more daylight crossings we see, the greater the benefit, particularly for Devonport. We know that if the ships are arriving and doing those daylight crossings, that Devonport is getting a greater return from that as well. So, yeah, it's all positive news, Darren.
Where are they going? You must have some data saying exactly where they're going.
Yeah, there's always been this we have always had this argument with people that say, everyone that gets off the ship turns left. And there's no doubt a fair few do, but a lot of those are actually Tasmanians going home.
Yeah.
Data has shown, recent data provided by the University of Tasmania has shown that a good number of the people that are coming off the ships, and a good, probably around the 50%, are turning right. They're heading to the Northwest Coast. But the reality for us is that we really don't mind, because we know that if people arrive by sea, as I said, they stay longer. They want to tour the state. They're predominantly spending 10 days or longer here. And so if we don't get them in the first day, we'll get them towards the end of their holiday. So bring them on, more people, more cars, more visitors. At the end of the day, we are reaping the benefits. So we just want to keep the service operating, functioning well. They've had a few disasters in the last 12 months, which I think they have coped with incredibly well. All up. Positive operation by Spirits of Tas.
Have you got any news about the proposed Cradle Mountain development?
Yeah, I have. The now elected government committed $1 million to us to continue to work on the project. We've gone back to the government now and said, you've been elected, where's the money? They've come back to us saying, yes, we're keen to get it on, we're keen to get it moving. We've had discussions with the state government. We're probably going to look at the appointment of some form of project officer or project manager to manage this project for us now so that it doesn't fall off the agenda. I think it's, again, if we take it on, we take it on board with everything else we're doing. If we can take it on now and we use those resources to put a designated person to manage the process, we're going to see some fast-track results. So we've got some work to do. We've got some environmental studies to do. We've got some environmental groups that we still need to discuss the options with. We need to look at a bit more of the economic assessment and evaluations to make sure we get all that right. So the reality is we're not going to wait for 3 years for the term of the government to get it done. We're going to get it done now. We want it to happen immediately.
Have you had any word on some private investment?
Yeah, there certainly seems to be, as I think I might have mentioned to you before, some genuine interest. But I think now people are saying, well, hold on, if you've got some more work to do, get it done and then come back to us with the outcomes. So,
right.
There's three or four groups that have clearly indicated that they're interested. We've now just got to make sure that we present them with, we've got to paint the picture for them. We've got to make sure that the picture is right. So we've just got to get that final painting complete. But we'll certainly see some genuine interest from them.
Nice talking to you, Ian.
Darren, always lovely to speak with you.
Okay, and we'll talk soon.
Great, thanks for that.